streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champs for the first time in franchise history. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman on ESPN on ABC.
Alexander Barkov, you have the honor of hoisting the Stanley Cup.
The Panthers with a come-behind win for the championship, beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7. Florida forward Matthew Tkachuk.
It's the best place. Best guys. Special here with what we have.
Details of the team's first ever championship parade are expected in the coming days. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the U.S. Espionage Act. CBS's Charlie Daggett with details.
In 2010, WikiLeaks published a series of leaks provided by U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, including diplomatic cables and footage from a U.S. military helicopter allegedly showing the killing of Iraqi civilians in Baghdad.
Millions of people are under flood threats as rivers continue to rise in parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. CBS's Jonah Kaplan is in Spencer.
Despite the waters receding here, there are still flood warnings from the National Weather Service for about a dozen waterways, and they all flow into the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, both of which are still rising. And as if that wasn't enough, there are still risks of storms this week.
With the sweltering heat, many are looking to cool off in the ocean, but a warning about dangerous rip currents causing at least 8 deaths since last week. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Panama City Beach, Florida.
It's not just happening here on the west coast of Florida, on the Gulf Coast of Florida. You had 2 deaths on the east coast of Florida as well due to rip currents, and summer just got started.
Our Peter King with some positive news as millions are set to hit the road for the July 4th holiday.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more of us are driving on busy highways like New York State's Route 5. But this year's traffic deaths are down by more than 3% from a year ago. It's the 8th straight quarterly decline going back 2 years.
The world's biggest record labels are suing some prominent AI music-making companies. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group are among the labels who filed lawsuits against Suno and audio maker Uncharted Labs. Both companies recently released AI programs that enable users to generate songs from text prompts copying decades worth of the world's most popular recordings. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. It was a noisy early morning across southern Wisconsin again today as heavy thunderstorms ripped across the state. They started out obviously up in the La Crosse-Eau Claire area late last night, moved across the state, leaving behind wind damage, hail, and other problems that come with heavy thunderstorms. Teams are out this morning in the daylight assessing the damage. We'll have updates on power outages and anything else that went wrong here in Racine County in just a few minutes on WRJN. You may have heard the news yesterday, but a 25-year-old man died at Quarry Lake Park in Racine over the weekend, making this the second death at the park this summer. It was not due to illegal cliff jumping, but it very well may have been a medical problem. And the Walworth County Sheriff's Office looking for a missing endangered woman this morning. 48-year-old Sarah Jane Ballman was last seen about 9 p.m. on Sunday. She was reported missing from her home early yesterday morning. The sheriff says she doesn't have a car or a cell phone with her. And we're still waiting to hear more about the condition of a person taken to the hospital after a boating accident in Racine Sunday night. Sheriff's office says deputies were called to Reef Point Marina about 9 o'clock Sunday for 2 boats that had crashed. A young child was taken to Freightert. Again, we'll follow up on weather damage reports as we get more information and damage reports are confirmed. And that's what you need to know for now. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime online at WRJN.com.
Brewers beat the Rangers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers homestand continues tonight against the Texas Rangers. The Crew with a 6-3 win over the Rangers last night. The difference maker, a grand slam home run in the sixth by Reese Hoskins. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. And then Hoskins coming through. Hey, he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
In San Francisco, it was Willie Mays night. The Giants all wearing the number 24 jersey. The Cubs blowing a 4-2 lead in the top of the ninth, allowing the Giants to tie up the game when Chicago reliever Drew Smyly threw a ball four with two outs, bases loaded, and walked in the Giants winning run. Cubs losing 5-4 on NBC with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com. WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot and humid today, a high near 91. The heat index, as you add in the humidity, will make it feel like 97. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 65. A touch cooler for your Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 80, mid-70s on Thursday. Currently, 69 degrees.
I walked into my store that I always get sandwiches at. I never noticed this before, but there's a sign that says how to order. Was that a problem? You know, were people just walking up? Hi, can I help you? Do you want? Dude, we need a sign or something. This is ridiculous. I love San Francisco, man. No one can figure out what to do with the homeless situation. Tip the homeless. Give them a dollar. No matter what you think, their life is harder than yours. And every now and again, I will see something in this town where I'm just like, oh, thank you, God, for letting me witness that. Once, at a cable car turnaround, I saw a homeless guy punch a pigeon out of the air. Yeah, he knocked a bird out of midair, people. Do you have any idea how much free time you have before an idea like that even occurs to you? How many years went by them just sitting there going, oh, one of these days? Let me tell you this much, that pigeon clearly surprised. The best part, though, is I was standing next to a cop when the whole thing occurred. The cop looks at me afterwards and just goes, that's a new one.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. We'll be right back.
That is a short song. They don't make it that short anymore. Hey, it's 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Now, here's a question for you. Can your boss confiscate your cell phone? You know, like you're a child. Someone asked an advice columnist and said, nope, not allowed. However, an attorney said it is usually legal as long as they don't use unlawful force to take it away. So your boss can actually confiscate your cell phone. That's kind of scary, huh? Today, chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. It looks kind of stormy out there now, but you know, there's no rain, just a warm, warm breeze. Looking for a gradual clearing today. Highs near 91. Can't be. Right now, cloudy and breezy and 79 degrees here at Radio Park with Tommy James and the Shondells and Crystal Blue.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Every time I hear this song, I think about the Blues Brothers movie when Aretha sang this. Remember, she was working in the cafe when she sang it? Respect to WRJN.
Just a little bit, hey.
It's Aretha. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this, what is today? Tuesday morning. It is 6:16 this morning. And I want to be honest with you right now. No one who's looking for a vitamin-packed, nutritious, rich snack is reaching for a Little Debbie zebra cake, except me. I love them. But are they really the worst things to eat? The blog Eat This, Not That has a list of 40 of the unhealthiest snacks on the planet. Number one, Little Debbie zebra cakes. Oh, I love them. Seems dramatic, but with 34 grams of added sugar, one cake does exceed your recommended daily intake. Each cake also has 320 calories, 14 grams of fat, including 8 grams of saturated fat, 150 milligrams of sodium, 47 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of protein. I should have led with that protein thing. Would have sounded better. Now, we keep this in mind. That's per cake. Now, when you pull out of the package, the Little Debbie cakes, they come in packages of 2. So double everything I just told you. All right, here's the rest of the list of the unhealthiest snacks in the world. Smucker's Goober Grape. Never heard of that. Ritz Bits Cheese Sandwich Crackers. Turtle Chex Mix. Little Debbie Swiss Cakes. I love them, too. Doritos Nacho Cheese. Max Salt and Vinegar Pork Skins. See, that even sounds unhealthy. Hostess Old Fashioned Donuts. Oh, those are good, too. Twix Candy Bars. And Chewy Dips Chocolate Chip Granola Bar. You figure with the word granola, it would be healthy, but no. So Little Debbie Zebra Cakes are the worst. They're also the best tasting, but they're the worst for you.
Get your weekend off to a roaring start as Gateway Classic Cars presents Caffeine and Chrome this Saturday from 9 till noon. Gateway Classic Cars showcases a dazzling array of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks, making this event perfect for both serious enthusiasts and the occasional onlooker of vintage vehicles. Donuts and coffee will be served, and make sure you grab the newest posters. Feel the power and nostalgia this Saturday from 9 till noon. Caffeine and Chrome at Gateway Classic Cars, located on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Racine's incredible 4th Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's 4th Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% saving at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Did he say 97 years? Oy. I feel like 97 years. It's 621 at WRJN, Hometown Radio, Refreshed. Timeless hits from WRJN. Guess what's coming up? Fat Beach Day. Fat Beach Day events are apparently springing up across the country in an effort to fight back against fat phobia on the beach. I am not going to be there. I don't want to be in a bathing suit on Fat Beach Day.
Another sad day night. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. She had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I
house back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
It looks eerie outside. You take a look out your window here in Racine. Whoa. It's dark. I poked my beak out the door and pulled it right back in again. We're looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Beware, okay?
She's got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. The same.
Bratton from the TV show The Office was in that group. He's such a dork on that show. But no, he played with the grassroots. They even mentioned it on the final episode of The Office that he was with the grassroots. All right, someone asked, how are you? What do you say? No one's expecting a serious, elaborate response, especially if it happens to be a Monday morning. But you don't have to say good. You know, people come in, hey, how are you? You know, say, hey, good. And then you hope that just puts an end to it. People on social media are talking about how they answer, how are you, if they're not really good. They say, not too bad. Can't complain. One person said, can't complain. No one listens. That's true. Ah, you know, living the dream. Another day in paradise. I'm alive. Tired. Hang it in there or getting by. And here's my favorite one. Meh. How you doing? Meh. And present and accounted for. One person said, just say fine. It's a greeting. People are not actually interested in how you're doing. And that's so true. They don't care. It's 6:30 at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refresh. Local news and timeless hits. Here's some of that local news now. Here's Chris.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Well, officials are out analyzing what happened with these early morning storms that passed through Racine County again. Another round of heavy storms hit the entire state last night and early this morning with high winds, straight-line wind damage, trees down, and power out in several communities across the state. We'll keep updating you on how things are moving through Racine County this morning with any updates as we get them here at our Radio Park newsroom. We're still waiting this morning for updates on the condition of a person taken to the hospital after a boat crash in Racine Sunday night. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to Reef Point Marina about 9 o'clock for two boats that had crashed in the water. Several people were in the water. The Sheriff's Office says one boat was speeding when it hit a second boat. That first boat had three people on it, including young people. Second boat had 11 people on it, also youngsters on board. Multiple people taken to the hospital, one person still in serious condition with life-threatening injuries. That's the update we're waiting to hear on how that person is doing. You may have heard the news over the weekend. A 25-year-old man died at Quarry Lake Park in Racine, making this the second death at that park this summer. Not due to the illegal cliff jumping the other one was attributed to. The sheriff's office was dispatched to the park about 1:30 on Saturday for a man who was found in the water. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Family members say the man had a history of seizures, and that was likely the cause of his death. Over in Walworth County this morning, the sheriff's office there looking for a missing endangered woman. 48-year-old Sarah Jane Ballman was last seen on Sunday about 9 p.m. She was reported missing from her home early yesterday morning. The sheriff's office says she doesn't have a car or cell phone with her and has medical conditions that require medication. The family says was also left at home. Only thing she appears to have taken with her, her wallet with driver's license and credit cards. If you know where she may be, the Walworth County Sheriff's office would like to hear from you. Neighborhood revitalization, affordable housing, and whatever you think is a priority, the city of Kenosha is looking for your feedback on a five-year plan for that city, with a session set to be held today. Part of the initial plan proposes rehabbing 120 housing units and creating jobs. People are encouraged to review the plan online and give some feedback at the meeting inside the municipal building later today. And also in downtown Kenosha, they're undergoing a transformation, and crews are clearing out planters lining 6th Avenue. They did most of the work last week, wrapping it up early this week. They're getting ready for the planting of maple trees into the ground, and again, that will happen this week. The aesthetics adjustment reverses a decision from 7 years ago to install the planters in the first place. And again, we'll have updates on what the weather may have done to parts of Racine and Racine County and all across the state late last night and early this morning. Stick around for that. And that's what you need to know this morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. We'll have news at the top and bottom of the hour, and you can find it anytime by going online to WRJN.com.
Communication is not something to be taken for granted. That's especially true if you're a farming operation that employs immigrant labor. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news on a Tuesday. We are discovering more challenges that some of those farms are facing thanks to work done by ProPublica. Melissa Sanchez is one of the reporters that's been gathering information across the state on how something as simple as communication can turn into something very complicated.
So one of the ways that we started this reporting is by requesting from law enforcement all over the state records on when they respond to 911 calls on farms to get a sense of what is happening, what are the problems that we might not know about from the outside. I was shocked to discover over and over, you know, deputies would show up on these farms all over the state and be unable to communicate with the workers. And you know, we know that in rural parts of the state, cell phone reception can be very awful. And so they might be trying to communicate using Google, like a Google Translate, which is what farmers also have to do with their workers. But that doesn't always work with the reception.
Melissa Sanchez, she's one of the reporters with ProPublica that's been doing some investigation across the state on different challenges that agribusinesses and farms are facing in dealing with their immigrant labor. Now they've made resources available in both English and Spanish to try to help bridge that communication gap. You can find those free resources online, ProPublica.org.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And today there should be some good news coming for some of our dairy businesses in Wisconsin. USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt is going to be visiting Decatur Dairy in Broadhead to announce $12 million of investment through the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives Grant Program. Those monies will be distributed around agribusinesses all across the Upper Midwest. Follow Midwest Farm Report on Facebook for the latest. I'm PM Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot and humid today, a high near 91. The heat index, as you add in the humidity, will make it feel like 97. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 65. A touch cooler for your Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 80, mid-70s on Thursday. Currently, 69 degrees.
I just moved in a new apartment. I don't know my neighbors there yet, but I do know that they have a doormat that says, wipe your paws, which leads me to believe that either they are a family of werewolves or they own a dog that can read. And either way, I am really impressed. That is amazing. And I don't want to let them be better than me, so I got my own customized doormat that says, wipe your hooves. And now I got them thinking, either I am a centaur or I own a horse that can read. And who wins there? Me, right? Yeah.
Wow, it looks dark outside, doesn't it? Wow. Breezy. We'll get through that in just a moment or two. So, man, Sam and Dave, I'm Don Rosen with local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Some rain falling right now at Racine. Very windy, by the way. Rain and wind. It should be gone. And then, believe it or not, a clear day today. but hot. Highs near 91 degrees. Right now it's raining at 73 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 6:40 on your Tuesday morning with the 3 degrees. And when will I see you again? Some rain ever seen, very dark skies, windy.
Our love is only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Get his pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace.
Diamond. Hit by the Monkees. I'm a Believer at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits on this rainy, windy, stormy-looking Tuesday morning. It's 6:46. Well, some lady asked Dear Abby for advice about her radio disc jockey. This one hits home. She borderline stalked when she was a kid back in the 1980s. She's in her mid-50s now and had some undiagnosed issues back then, she said. She used to call in at least once per show, and always the DJ talked to her. She says he was nothing but kind. That's how we are. I can't help it. We're just kind people. Now she wants to reach out with a letter and thanking the disc jockey for being there when she needed someone to talk to. But she's worried it might come across as creepy. Dear Abby's advice, send the letter. The disc jockey would probably love to know how he made such a profound difference in your life. That's the way we are. We can't help it. We're just nice, friendly, warm, understanding people. People just think we talk and talk fast over rock and roll music. No, we're warm and friendly, and just that's the way we are.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's 6:50 at WRJN right now. We have some showers and thunderstorms right now going through Racine. And be careful driving if you're out there, okay? Very windy. Rain at 73 degrees right now at Radio Park. All this rain will be going out, and we look for a clearing today, but hot. Highs near 91. Here's the Guess Who and These Eyes.
These eyes cry every night. I will never be free, no, my friend. his heart could not accept and pretend. The heavens on me, yeah, that I will never be free, no, no, no. You took the vow with me, yeah, you spoke.
Some rain and storms are going through right now. That'll clear out a little while from now. But for now, if you're driving, please do so with care, okay?
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my God. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God. I'm sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. Thank you.
away from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJM with Mary Wales and My Guy. Time for Odd But True. You got a snack candy bar for later today? You're not going to want to hear this. The average candy bar contains 8 insect parts. So when someone says they have an allergic reaction to chocolate, it could be an allergic reaction to cockroach parts because they're in there. Boy, you hear that thunder? Whoa. I can feel it. I can feel the building rocking a little bit. 657 at WRJN.
Oh, can't you see?
Said earlier today there's going to be a chance of showers and thunderstorms. I just crossed out the word chance. There's no more chance. It's here. So drive carefully if you're